Jaden, you wanted to talk about men's mental health, like that topic specifically. Can I know why that was such a passionate topic?
Yeah, so for me, you know, just being on social media all the time and, you know, just I'm a male. I live a life of, you know, the man, like an average man. And I know what I deal with and I know what every guy around me deals with. And, you know, we have to kind of hide the burden of, you know, staying strong and not
showing emotions too much.
Exactly. Not showing emotions and just, you know, if something's affecting us a certain way, we can't really express it like the way we want to. And it's crazy because as like a man, I feel like when you go ahead and approach a situation, like you have a problem or you feel some sort of way about something, you always end up being the problem. You know what I mean? So I can go ahead and complain, like, for instance, if I have, like, I have a girlfriend, not my specific situation, but some people, you know, could be in a conflicting argument with their girlfriend. And next thing you know, there's, you know, you're listening to your girlfriend as a man should, you hear her out, you know, you're sitting there trying to fix the problem. And then you yourself have all these issues and you just, all right, I'm done. I have to express this to you. Look, this is how I feel. And then you turn into the problem because now it's your issue. And, you know, a lot of people just don't know how to figure that out.
It's like taking care of the other problems and taking care of other people's problems because as a man, that's just kind of what you do. And then you forget or you kind of bury this burden of yours, the problems.
Exactly.
And then, you know, it gets bigger and bigger and then eventually it leads to, you know, mental problems and stuff, which the social media doesn't help either. You know what I mean? Like the era that we live in now with social media, with people posting type of content, like, oh, look what I have in my life.
Yep. It's always,
you don't. And
everybody's
where are you
competing.
At 21?
And, yeah, everybody's competing, comparing, and it's not a race. And I actually heard a quote the other day is something like, you know, you're not better than me. You just made it before me.
Yeah, God, it's like everybody has their time. And
God has a
time.
Plan for everybody. God's timeline for everybody is completely different from mine to yours and then everybody else in this room. So it's just not my time, but God knows my time. It's just all about the timeline.
What do you think what do you think that problem stems from? Like,
explain. What do you mean?
The whole idea of just men not wanting to express their emotions or go out there and find like-minded people to speak to them and say, hey, yo, I'm actually going through this
I
need help.
I think it's just the generic life of a man. You know, you have to be the breadwinner. You have to provide. You have to give a lot more than you can take. And as a man, you just grow up that way. It's not that somebody told you that, and I'm not saying anything negative towards anybody
else. Don't you think that's how it should be?
That's how I grew up. That's how I grew up. My dad takes care of us. You know, obviously my mom's in the picture. She works. I love my parents, but you know, my dad's the one who's headstrong. If there's an issue, I call my dad.
Yeah.
If my tire pops, I call my dad. You know, if somebody passes away and something, obviously I'm going to go to both my parents, but my dad's going to be like the rock, like the firm, like if I need to cry, like he'll suck it up and, you know, let me cry and not get emotional. Like, he'll be strong for me. So I think as the man, you just have a bigger set of pants to fill, dude. It's as simple as that. And I think we could all agree in some way, shape or form. And I think it's hard for men to express the way they truly feel. And, I wish that men, you know, being vulnerable was more accepted instead of, you know, this guy's a little bitch or this, he can't maintain a positive attitude because he deals with things, but we all deal with things. And there's just always a counter argument because of a guy and the way he feels. And men's mental health to me should be top of the charts because it's a fact that more men each year commit suicide to themselves. There's more issues, ongoing issues.
Yeah.
And,
it's going up a lot.
Those issues can lead to, you know, problems within you and your family's lives. Like, next thing you know, there's a divorce in the family. Next thing you know, you know, the kids that you chose to have, they didn't choose the life that they live. They're growing up because you made the decision to have them. So I think men's mental health, in order for everything to go as smooth as possible in your lifetime, you just you have to just be strong, but find somebody that you can be vulnerable with, which would be your partner, your parents, anybody, a friend. You have to be able to have a vulnerable side and let that out in order for, you know.
I definitely want to touch up on that because you being in a relationship and stuff. But before we do that, I think another thing is also just what some influencers or people in general preach on social media with, man, like, yo, you have a problem, fix that. Like, you should be the one that takes care of everything. But yeah, this is kind of whatever you said. Don't you think that's how it should be? Yeah, but then, you know, everybody's a little different. And how you do things in your life at that moment, where if your, you know, spouse is helping you financially, one might look at that as if now you're a nobody because your spouse is helping you or your girlfriend, you're in a relationship. But then one might look at it, hey, this is healthy. We're here for each other, right? We're helping each other because we love each other. And that is where the understanding, in my opinion, diverges. And that's kind of where people go the route where people like Andrew Tate and all those guys preach and say, yo, you have to be an alpha male. Like, this is your responsibility. This is
it's
you.
Crazy too.
It drives people. But then it also gets them on this path that is just like, yo, now I have all this responsibility and I shouldn't ask for help.
Exactly.
I shouldn't. Yep. It's not that you don't want to, you just shouldn't. And it's a weird
And that ties into the point that I think I made on the first podcast where I was like, you are who you hang out with. You are who you surround yourself with. I was so big on that in the first podcast, and it's the truth. You literally are who you hang out with. When you find your significant other, the person you hang out with, you want to spend every day with for the rest of your life, the highs, the lows, it doesn't matter what they provide. It's the fact that you have enough courage and love and just astonishment, essentially, for that person. So, like you just said, it's very important. Essential. It's very important. It's very essential to, you know, not only find the rock, but to have just a group of people or just somebody that, you know, you can go to and be with and get vulnerable with. And it ties back into the beginning of everything.
I think the issue is also with what the new generation does now with their life. You know what I mean? They party, they drink, they smoke. And I think a lot of people really need God for them to like get away with this type of things.
Because, and find peace, true peace.
Yeah, you tell them, yeah, like, look, this things don't make sense because it doesn't fulfill your life or whatever, right? But it's not as strong. But when you put God in there, then it gives it a strong purpose of why you should stop doing it. And I think that's where everything comes from, honestly, because your lifestyle and what you do throughout your day is just going to define if you're going to be depressed or not. Mm-hmm. This people, yeah, they work all day and everything, but then for their recovery is going and drinking, and that's pressing down the depression.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's a relief, but the next day they feel worse.
Yeah, literally.
So I think it's what they do too.
I think when I think about mental health, I don't even think it's like, because I feel like men nowadays are more emotional than anything else. They just don't know how to control it. I think it's a mindset issue. They just don't have the right mindset. They don't know how to really take care of these problems, because problems are going to be for the rest of your life. Like, that's just what life is. You can't escape it. You can't escape responsibility. That's just, responsibility is what gives life meaning, right? So you can't really run away from it.
Either.
Exactly. So it's like, you got to learn how to like tend to your own garden, right? Which is like your mind, like planting those seeds, getting rid of the seeds, getting rid of the plants that are just like messing it up in your garden, whatever it is. And it has to do with like your mindset and your attitude towards life. Because I mean, I remember like when I was suffering, I had like really bad mental health. It really just came down to a perspective. I didn't have perspective. I didn't really have the right mindset, not the right attitude. I didn't have like an open mind to a lot of things. So it just came down to like me just not having the right attitude. I think it is. It's because I feel like the world and social media, I guess, and society had like puts this own mindset on us. It's like, oh, you're a victim. Oh, you're this. Like, it's like telling us like who we should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And like, I really do kind of vibe with like people who like with Andrew Tate and stuff like that, like their mindset about like, you're a man, like you're going to have problems. You're going to have X, Y, Z. It's like,
they like, tell you straight up how it is before you get there.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of the times, that you need to hear the things that you don't want to hear. It's like a friend, you know, your best friend. When you have a best friend, you have to tell them the things that they don't want to hear, but they need to hear. And at the end of the day, if you guys are, you know, glued and, you know, rocked together, then there will be no issue. They'll look at you and be like, wow,
And that's
like,
tough
this
love.
Man really just cares about me and wants to see me succeed. And exactly like you just said, tough love.
Mm-hmm.